Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Jahan Nujeim, who is an Egyptian-American documentary film director, best known for her films Control Room, Pangea Day, and Startup.com, which won the 2001 Grand Jury Prize. Her latest film, The Square, was recently awarded the Sundance Audience Award for World Cinema Documentary, and it has just opened in Los Angeles and New York. And also joining us is the producer of The Square, Karim Amer. Welcome to Background Briefing, Jahan Nujeim and Karim Amer.
Thank you for having us.
And Jahan, let me begin with you. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, is in Cairo, where he met with the generals, where he expressed optimism about a return to democracy in this incredibly divided country. What's your sense of, I mean, what's he talking about? I mean, these generals, didn't they just hire, bring back one of the most hardline amongst their number?
I think that the issue with U.S. policy in the past is that we, and I speak as both an American and an Egyptian, we as Americans have always picked a winner, and we've always betted on the winner rather than the process. And we've talked about the process, supporting the process of democracy, but we need to see that happen. And there are people that are in the transitional government in Egypt that are forward-thinking and, make sense. But the problem is having a constitution where the military leadership is above all is going to be a major problem in any future leadership in Egypt. And if you watch the film, the film that we just made, The Square, you see that people are back in the streets time and time again fighting against fascism, whether the face of that fascism is Mubarak or the military or an Islamic regime that was using the tools of democracy to establish another dictatorship, which was Morsi's regime. The hope for his visit is that he stays true to what America says they want to do, which is support the process. But it really remains to be seen.
And Karim, what's your sense of whether or not this roadmap for eventual return to democracy, which the government has, this interim government has published, but of course this is a government that came in what's effectively a coup. What's your sense of where that is that a real possibility of a return to democracy? I mean, Morsi goes on trial tomorrow, does he not?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what's happened in Egypt is to understand where we are is to understand where we've come from, and I think that Egypt has been in a situation where the events have bubbled to certain levels once in a while in the last 3 years, where they galvanized a lot of international attention. And we are, we're rushed to make a decision about what is happening right now in Egypt and, like, what is the one-line answer or solution. And I think that what the film shows is that it's about the through lines. It's not just about what happened on January 25th. It's not just about what happened this summer. It's about understanding all the steps in between. And I think that what's happened in Egypt, if we want to start talking about the coup, the coup didn't just start this summer. The coup started when 6 months after Mubarak steps down, we had tanks running over innocent protesters. So the coup, I think, is when the world's attention stops listening and stops looking at infractions on human rights and on the democratic process. When 2 years later, we have this summer, 1,000 people being killed by a military regime, what do we expect? I mean, when we let them get away with it, with running over 26 people in 2011, we allowed for that situation to exist. So I think that what needs to happen is what people in Egypt are starting to try to fight for, regardless of what the government is doing, is an attempt to hold power more accountable. And I think that that's one of the messages that the film shows. And I think that that's one of the things that these you know, disorganized popular movement all over the world are all starting to try to achieve for it. How do we hold power accountable in the 21st century?
And again, Jahan Najem, the Egyptian-American director of the new documentary feature that's just opened in Los Angeles and New York, The Square. Karim mentioned people's attention. Of course, that's such an irony that the uprising that continues to bubble beneath the surface has receded from the headlines. And while there was so much attention on Egypt during the original Tahrir Square revolution or uprising against Mubarak, one wonders where all of that sympathy and enthusiasm that was felt abroad for the Egyptian people, why it wasn't the same sympathy was not felt towards the Syrian people who rose up against a similar dictator who, in fact, turned his guns on them. So are we fickle? What's going on here? Because it feels like your movie is it's very needed. We need to be reminded of this recent history, surely.
Well, thank you. I think it's absolutely crucial that this film is released and is released as widely as possible now to a worldwide audience and to an American audience, because it is so important to understand what we're supporting and not supporting beyond our borders. And here in the news, we do. We only get the sort of million-man march. We get the bloodiest battle when, you know, it's true that when it bleeds, it leads. But we never truly understand what it takes to get to that million-man march or why that bloody battle happens. You never understand from the perspective of the people how we get there. So I think what we've hoped for and managed to do in the film is never see the Gandhi or the Martin Luther King as they feel completely alone in their struggle. You always see them when they've actually been successful. And so our hope with this film is to take you on the ground so that you truly understand some of the forces at play across the Middle East and across the uprisings that are happening around the world right now. It really is about this struggle and what it takes to make change for something bigger than yourself.
Well, of course, the American Revolution took decades, in fact. The Civil Rights Movement, you mentioned Martin Luther King. They're still trying to reverse some of what he brought about. The 1965 Voting Rights Act is now under assault. So it's not like those that oppose revolutions, you know, fold easily, is it?
I think where the film leaves off on is this idea that we're not fighting to bring in a leader. We're not fighting to bring in just one political party. We're fighting to build a conscience within society. And what that conscience is the understanding that if we want change, we have to live for that change. And we have to understand the cost of that change. And no great change happens without people actively participating to provide for that platform of change to happen. You know, I think that people in Egypt have grown frustrated with the political process, whether it's the military or the Muslim Brotherhood, whoever's involved. If, you know, people are now starting to feel like they need to take power into their own hands and that no one leader is going to come fix all the problems of the country. It's very similar in a very different sense to what happened in this country with the election of Obama, where people felt that Obama was going to come into power and fix all the problems in one big swoop. That's just not how it happens. We have this false understanding of how change works, and you know, and we have these preset notions of, you know, the people come down, the dictator's removed, then democracy flourishes. Democracy is not just an election. Democracy is a process, and it's about an active citizenry participating in that process. And I think that the film shows that kind of struggle on an ongoing basis of history as it's unfolding. And we hope that, you know, people, when they watch the film, it's been amazing that the reactions is, you know, people seeing that the successes and failures of change in Egypt is part of an interconnected global struggle, that there is this moment in history that we're witnessing now where there's an attempt to rewrite the social contract, where people power is trying to redistribute the distribution of power that exists, and to realize that the battle in one square in the world isn't in a remote thing, that it's about the interconnectedness of these squares and the pursuit of a global conscience.
And Jahan, what the extent to which the Muslim Brotherhood, in effect, you get the feeling that it became a self-fulfilling prophecy, that the notion that Islamists are only interested in one man, one vote, one time, as what happened in the coup against the FIS in Algeria that led to a bloody civil war. Clearly, that's not happening in Egypt, although there's been a lot of bloodshed. But is there a ground in which the secular and the religious can work in harmony, or have the military, by essentially, you know, reacting to a self-fulfilling, have they made a self-fulfilling promise here that Islamists are incompatible with democracy?
I think it's absolutely crucial that the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamists are part of the creation of the future constitution and leadership in Egypt. We had this incredible moment that happened on June 30th, which was not taken advantage of in the right way. We had people in the millions coming down in Egypt, and this will go down in history as the first time in the most populous country in the Arab world, people came down and said, we do not want a leadership using religion to create another dictatorship. Religious people, devoutly Muslim people coming down and saying, we elected Morsi, but he has not performed. He has really tried to create another dictatorship by taking on legislative and judicial powers. And that I think will be remembered in the future. However, what the military did after that in terms of the massacre that happened was really taking that incredible movement and once again making martyrs of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamist population in Egypt.
And again, I'm speaking with Jahan Nujaim, the Egyptian-American documentary filmmaker of The Square, which just opened in Los Angeles and New York, along with the producer of the film, Karim Amer. Jahan, the film obviously is very important in as much as we've discussed that, the public is somewhat fickle. They've lost interest and it's receded from the headlines. But the revolution continues in Egypt. What is the in terms of getting a national audience after it opens in it's opening now in New York and in Los Angeles, but presumably it's going to go nationwide. What are you hoping for the American people to respond here? What's your hope in terms of an American audience seeing the film and then what happens?
Well, we've had some incredible screenings actually at high schools and colleges, and the kids have come up to me afterwards and said, I never really followed what was happening in the Middle East, but for me, this film is not about the Middle East. It's about, I felt very alive watching it because I felt connected to these characters that were fighting for something bigger than themselves and fighting for what they believed in, and they felt like they could actually make change in their country. They felt connected to that change in a way that I feel like we've lost in the U.S. We romanticize what happened and we think back to what happened during the civil rights movement. And I feel like what we're covering in this film is really very much the civil rights movement of our time and representative of the zeitgeist of this time, of what's happening in various places in the world where people are standing up to claim their rights and change the social contract between people and the government. So our hope for this film is that people who are not only interested in what's happening in the Middle East, but people that are interested in change and how change actually happens will be interested in watching this film. The film has, and people who are, who think about these issues of holding power accountable wherever you are, whether you're in the Middle East or whether you're in the U.S. Now, what we're doing with the film is we've opened it now in New York at the Film Forum. It has two more weeks there, and we have an opening in L.A. At the Lemley and at the Sundance Theater on Sunset, and that will continue playing. And then We will open it in a number of theaters in the middle of January, and that will be timed at the same time to go along with a national release across the United States, and we're on the cusp of announcing that deal. But if you go to thesquarefilm.com, you can see where the screenings are happening nationwide across the U.S. and across the world. We're also currently trying to get the film through censorship in Egypt. The film is critical of about everybody that you could think of. It's critical of the military. It's critical of the Brotherhood. It's critical of Mubarak. So it's from the perspective of these revolutionaries that have been fighting for the last 3 years. And but we've gotten some great news from our characters in Egypt have said that the accolades about the film and the fact that we have won the audience award at two major festivals in the U.S. and Canada. We won the audience award at the Sundance Festival, and we won the audience award at the Toronto Film Festival, both big festivals that it's played at, that this news has reached Egypt, and our character in the film, Ahmed, who's this magical, charismatic character, has basically said that this kind of press that has gotten out about the film is going to make it unstoppable in Egypt. So, we're very grateful to the kinds of screenings and the press and to you now. It's really helped. It's going to help the film get out in Egypt in a major way.
I'm afraid we've run out of time here, but I think both Jahan Najim, the Egyptian-American documentary film director, best known for her film's Control Room, which won the 2001 Grand Jury Prize. Her latest film, The Square, was recently awarded the Sundance Audience Award for World Cinema Documentary, and it's just opened in Los Angeles and New York. And along with her, of course, was producer of The Square, Karim Amir. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcast at ianmasters.com. I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.
Standing along the side of the pickup truck, a shot rang out in the night, just when everything seemed right, another headline written down in America. Took the kids to the park and disappeared by 9:30. Who will ever know how much she loved them so? That dark night alone in America. A quiet voice singing something to me, an angel song about the home of the brave and the land here of the free. One time, one night. One more light goes out in the